see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. I reached out a couple of days ago to a young man named Tank Schottel. Tank is an ambassador for Special Olympics of Texas and across the United States. I didn't realize at the time that he had had many opportunities to speak to reporters. Last year, I just saw a guy who talked about Special Olympics in a positive way and talked about the fact that he wasn't going to allow COVID-19 to interfere with his practice, with his workout regimen, and him staying healthy to be able to do Special Olympics when they start again.
I just want you and everyone in the world that, you know, I just want to bring love to everyone and hope and positive. And I love to be positive. I know we're in a tough position with the COVID-19 and everything, you know. So I try to stay positive every day. And hopefully we have some good news in the next few months or so. But I like to be positive every day. I just want to stay healthy. I want to live longer and have a healthy life. And you know, I'll be turning 31 August 23rd. And I just want to stay fit and keep exercising until I get to compete again. And I know I miss sports, but you know, I know I'm not the only one to be saying this. I know all athletes and myself, we all want to compete again. But for me personally, I'm going to be safe from this pandemic thing and, you know, try to stay active, help my parents in the house, in the yard, and try to stay active and keep working out and, you know, just try to stay in shape until I get ready to compete again someday, one day.
I asked Tank about his desire to motivate other people and what his message is to encourage others during this time.
I like to motivate to stay active and stay healthy, you know. I mean, I just want to motivate people that anything can happen in your life. If you keep believing in yourself, you can do it. I mean, anything is possible as long as you set your mind into it. I mean, if you work out if you keep working out and getting shape, if you start your first day working out, if you keep yourself routine going, you'll get your groove going, and you'll be good to go. And I think anything is possible as long as you set your mind into it. I believe anybody can do it in life as long as they have faith in themselves, and I believe anybody can do it. I think that, from my opinion, is I think that anyone that has any type of disability can do anything in life as long as they set their heart into it. I think that regardless what type of disability you have, I mean, just because you have any type of disability doesn't mean that you should never stop following your dreams. I think that you can accomplish anything in life, and don't let your disability define you who you are. I think that as you move forward in your life, as you grow up, I think that you have a chance to inspire a lot of people in this world, not just for the United States, but the other country as well. And I think that for you and everyone to know this is that regardless what type of disability I have or anyone, I think that we set the high standard bar that we can accomplish same thing in life. As long as we keep following our dreams, as long as we keep following our dream that I believe I can do it. I believe anybody can do it. And no matter what type of disability you have, I think that in your heart that you do what's right for you. And no matter what sport you love, go for it. Don't let anyone stop you for doing something you love, because this is your life. This is your moment. Embrace it. Enjoy it. I mean, enjoy every moment of your life. And don't let anyone tell you to stop for anything you love to do, because this is your life. And I want people to hear that. And no matter what happens, I will always love everyone in their heart. And I'll always be there for everyone to support and love for all the people with any type of disability.
I then asked Tank how he stays motivated himself to find it within himself without Special Olympics to continue on, to press on through his exercise, workout, eating habits, and just taking care of himself.
I think for me is that, you know, I try to take one day at a time a bit every day in life is that, you know, no matter how difficult it is at certain days, yes, I have good days and bad days. And, you know, sometimes there's times that I don't want to do anything at days, but, you know, in my heart that, you know, I have to keep pushing myself that there's good things out there for me in life. And I think for me is that I want to continue to inspire the world, inspire you and everyone around the world in our country, is that we can do great things. And, you know, and I know I can continue to change the world, that there's always hope and love for everyone to accomplish something in their life, what they want to focus on in their future. And for me is that I try to stay motivated, keep myself happy every day, and just try to help my parents and all my folks, you know, just try to stay happy every day. And yes, I have ups and downs days, but, you know, I try to not let my bad days bring me down, and I try to stay positive, finish off a day for me, and try to continue to inspire people out there on social media, tell people, hey, it's going to be okay. I mean, there's going to be days you're going to have good days and bad days, but don't let your bad days bring you down. You always got to get back up and keep fighting and do what's right for you to finish your day strong. So tomorrow will be a new day for you, so you can start off your positive day. And that's something I love to do, and that's something I love to tell people that look, there's always going to be bad things and good things every day. Every day is going to be different. You just don't know what to expect. Each day is going to throw at you, so you have to be ready for it and be prepared to do what's ahead of you in life and days that you might be facing. So that's one thing I like to focus to keep myself happy and positive, that one day that I will continue to share my story to people out there that, look, well, I mean, I do get mad sometimes. I'm always happy, but I try not let my anger get to me, because I love to be happy and try to inspire people that there's goodness in people's hearts, and always be happy and don't let the bad days get to you. Just always be positive and always love yourself and people around you that love you, care about you, who you are, and enjoy life and always be happy.
Right now we're talking to Tank Schottel in Sugarland, Texas, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tank, and we're going to find out how you can connect with Tank Schottel through social media, and then hear some more about his special effort to promote Special Olympics. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I have enjoyed this conversation with Tank Shottle, who was actually born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and now lives in Sugar Land, Texas, and is a great ambassador for Special Olympics of Texas and across the United States. I wanted Tank to share how you could connect with him through social media because of his encouraging and inspiring messages. With over 73,000 followers on Twitter, which I had no idea when I reached out to Tank, I wanted people to be able to follow his positive messages, his messages of love and encouragement, because I believe that it can be an inspiration to you and me as well. So I asked Tank how people can follow him through social media.
Well, they can follow me on Instagram. They can follow me on Twitter. That's pretty much it. And I mean, that's the only two sites I prefer them to follow me, those two sites. And I mean, I love to connect with people, you know, I like to chat with people and, you know, just to share my story to people out there. And I want people to hear this, and I'm very grateful to share my story with you. And I'm very blessed for that.
I had originally found out about Tank Schottel because Greta Van Susteren retweeted a tweet that he made about Special Olympics and the fact that he was continuing to watch his weight and to stay healthy. I asked him about his friendship with Greta.
I mean, I talk to her every now and then on Twitter. I mean, I've known her. I mean, I've watched her before and on television before. And, you know, I have a lot of love, respect for her. And, you know, she just, I mean, we just have great relationship together. I mean, she just loves me so much. You know, it's not just her. I mean, everyone that have, I mean, especially on Twitter, I mean, it's not just her. I mean, so many people that are, I mean, verified like me, I think they just love me to death. I mean, it's really remarkable how I impact so many people's lives on Twitter and on social media. And I think it's great to share my love, not just for you, but for everyone around the world, that we all need love and hope for our country and in the world. And I think that, you know, I just love to talk about love and hope and, you know, try to do what I can to take it one day at a time and try to help everybody and try to keep everyone positive and hope for our country one day, that our country can get back to normal someday. And I always have faith. I always have hope for myself, and, you know, I'm going to keep myself positive and hopefully in the next few months that we have some good news, but who knows, anything can happen. But right now for me, I'm going to keep myself positive and try to spread love to everyone like you and Greta and everyone that I love so much in the world and try to bring love to people all the time.
Tank shared with me his earliest experiences of Special Olympics and what caused him to want to be an ambassador for the special organization.
I started in 2001. Many years ago when I started, I didn't know what Special Olympics was all about back then, because when you look back in those years, everything is so different now. But I know this is 2020, and I know when I was in the seventh grade when I started, and I was very grateful to do Special Olympics. I mean, when I first started, each year it was growing. I mean, the organization was growing, and I'm very grateful to been part of it. I mean, I've been doing it for 19 years now, and I know I've done it for a long time. I mean, I've witnessed many things, many years in Special Olympics. I know everything's changed each year of Special Olympics, and I'm very grateful to be part of it. And, you know, and my goal for me personally is I want to, my goal is to compete in the 2022 Special Olympics USA Games in Orlando, Florida. That's one of my goals. I want to compete there. And I know I like to compete at the World Games as well. That's one of my other goals as well. And I just love Special Olympics because it's really a wonderful organization, and I'm very blessed to be with my teammates, and I miss my teammates so much. I miss my teammates so much because I only get to see them through the practice and tournaments, so it's really hard for me to see them. And I know, and of course, a few weeks ago, I got to visit one of my athletes because it was her birthday. And of course, I did wear a mask and I gave her a fist bump and wished her a happy birthday. And, you know, I did miss her and I miss everyone. And, you know, I do wish them safe. And, you know, I do think about all my athletes and I know one day we will compete again, and I want everyone to be safe, and I love it. I love everyone so much, and I always keep thinking about them, and one day we will compete again, and that's for sure.
I wanted Tank to share a special message about the experience that he's had through Special Olympics and to have a message of encouragement to those who may not yet be involved with Special Olympics.
I think for me is that, you know, I think any athlete if you do join Special Olympics, I think it helps them because they get to love, they get to love them. I mean, they get to enjoy and have fun and bring love and joy to them. I mean, and I want the athletes to know that, you know, that they're not alone. I mean, we're all here for all the athletes because we all love our athletes so much. And I know I'm very, and I know that I've been around with so many wonderful athletes for many years now. It's really inspired by me to meet these athletes, get to know them and see how life is doing for them. And I got to say hi to the parents. I mean, I love talking to parents and they always share me their stories about their children, their child's life. And it's really remarkable how impact is for me to hear their story for the parents and the families of their athletes. And I think it's remarkable to share my story to you, to them as well. And I'm very grateful to share my story to all the people that never did Special Olympics. And I think it's a wonderful organization. And I know you've been around with Special Olympics before, you just said, and I'm very grateful to talk to parents and I like to share my story for all the people that have any type of disability to have them join Special Olympics. Because Special Olympics, I mean, when you join Special Olympics, I mean, great things can happen to you in your life. And it really changed my life as well, because it's just really remarkable how an impact in my life would be for Special Olympics. And I do want to thank Mark Shriver and the Kennedy folks, I mean, and for all the people for what they did for Special Olympics. And I'm very grateful to be part of it. And I will continue to compete. I will continue to compete for many years. And I'm very excited to see where my future goes from here for Special Olympics. And I know I've been doing it for 19 years, but I can't wait to see where my future holds to me in Special Olympics. And I will continue to share my story to all the parents and to the athletes. And I would love to all the people to join Special Olympics. It's really remarkable. It's really incredible. And if you do join, I think it would change your life. And I believe that you'll have so much fun. You and love all the sports you love, and you get to spend time with all the athletes that love you. No matter who you are, they will love you very much. And I want parents to know that, and everyone as well.
In closing, I shared how much I appreciated Tank Shottle for his effort to encourage, to show love to others, to be a beacon of light for those who may be struggling right now, and to share his message of Special Olympics to people of all ages and all walks of life.
I appreciate you having me on your radio show, and I can't wait to hear what – I just can't wait to people hear this radio show. I mean, I'm so blessed to share my story to you, and I love to impact so many people's lives. It's really incredible for me. Sometimes it brings tears to my eyes how much impact I do with people's lives, because we all need love so much. And I know in my heart that I'll do everything I can to bring love to you and everyone so much. And I want people to know that I love you all very much, and I'll be thinking of every single one of you, and my heart goes out to everyone. And I know for all the people there, I know this is hurting for everyone for the coronavirus. And my love message to all the people are hearing the radio is that never give up and keep fighting and do what's right for you. We will get through to this. And I want people to know that I love you all very much, and never give up and do what's right for you. We will get through to this, and I love you all. Hugs and kisses to everyone, and be safe and be careful, and I'm sending my love to all y'all in beautiful hearts as well.
With a birthday coming up, we all want to wish Tank Shottle a very happy 31st birthday. August 23rd is the day, and we're going to help him celebrate through the Mark White Show. I really appreciate the fact that Tank took time with me to share his story and his message about Special Olympics today. I hope that you'll continue to tune in to The Mark White Show as we recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. We are making a difference together. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Grab your coat and get your hat. Doorstep, just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good